key ruling on immigration. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The decision means a federal policy that's shielding hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation can stay in place, at least for now.
A federal judge who ruled last year DACA was illegal is allowing the policy to proceed with new limits. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was first put in place during the Obama administration to provide legal status for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. District Judge Andrew Hanen says there can be no new applicants to the program, but those already in the program may renew their applications.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Biden administration's version of DACA is set to take effect at the end of the month, created to improve its chances of surviving legal scrutiny. More questions than answers so far in North Carolina after a deadly shooting spree that started in a residential neighborhood then continued along a nearby walking trail yesterday evening, killing five people, including a 16-year-old and an off-duty police officer on his way to work. The suspect is a 15-year-old boy.
Police say the suspect is in critical condition. They won't say if police shot him, if he shot himself or got injured in any other way. Police say they're also investigating the motive here and whether the suspect knew any of the people he shot.
Fox's Rich Edson in Raleigh. President Biden releasing a written statement of shared grief, saying enough and renewing his call for an assault weapons ban. Police have not said what weapons were used in yesterday's attacks. Convenience store chain Wawa is closing two of its Philadelphia stores for now because of crime. Just a few blocks from City Hall.
Here's the statement from Wawa. Continued safety and security concerns and business factors have made it increasingly difficult to remain at these two locations.
Fox Business's Jeff Flock in Philadelphia. The company calls it a difficult decision made after significant effort to overcome external challenges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's the first new nuclear reactor in the U.S. in decades, coming online soon in Georgia, which is taking a key step on the path to generating electricity.
Georgia Power says it's begun loading radioactive fuel into a new nuclear reactor. There are already two operating at Plant Vogtle outside Augusta, and the third reactor is set to begin generating power in the first quarter of next year. The Georgia Public Service Commission approved two new reactors, including this one, a decade ago, but there have been delays and major cost overruns, as well as faulty wiring that federal regulators said had to be redone. Construction of the fourth reactor should be completed next year, and the two combined are expected to provide carbon-free emission power to 500,000 homes and businesses. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Scottish actor, beloved by millions as Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies, has died. Robbie Coltrane was 72, his agent not revealing a cause of death. Coltrane first gained fame for his award-winning detective role in the TV series Cracker. Other movie roles include a Russian crime boss in two James Bond films. Baseball fans may remember legendary closer Bruce Sutter.
Sutter pitched for the Chicago Cubs, Cardinals, and Atlanta Braves over the course of his career from 1976 till his final season in 1988. Widely considered the pioneer of the split-finger fastball, Sutter finished with 300 saves over his 12-year career, best for third place all-time at the point of his retirement. He won the National League Cy Young Award in 1979 and was a six-time All-Star. In 2006, Sutter was enshrined in baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, becoming just the fourth reliever to enter the Hall and the first player to be elected who never started a game. Bruce Sutter was 69. Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
After yesterday's wild ride, so far just a sell-off today on Wall Street. The Dow's down 269 points. The Nasdaq's down more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.